Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show that not only tells you what's the latest and greatest in the ever-changing world of technology, but more importantly, discusses everything in plain English and none of that confusing technical jargon. So even if your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, you'll understand this show and have some fun, too. Hot topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, televisions, cell phones, digital cameras, video games, GPS units, and portable music players. Tech Talk is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Visit Microsoft.ca to learn more about Windows Vista and how it'll change the way you use your computer. So today on Tech Talk, well, after 12:30, I should specify, we'll be chatting with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. The topic will be how to back up your old home movies onto recordable DVDs. And it doesn't matter how old the original tapes are. We're talking 8 and 16 millimeter VHS tapes, high 8, Betamax, camcorder tapes, and even 35 millimeter slides. Steve will be here to talk about how his Toronto-based service, homemovies.ca, can preserve these old memories, bring them into the 21st century, and archive them for many, many years to come. So even if you'd like to do it yourself, Steve can talk to you about how to get going, but I'm sure you will have a lot of questions after 12:30, like how does the service work? Does he pick them up or do you drop the tapes off to him? How long does it take? How much does it cost? And so on. The website again is homemovies.ca, and we'll be taking calls after 12:30 to talk with Steve Hartwell about backing up your old precious home movies, all those wonderful memories, and bringing them into the 21st century and why it's important to bring them from analog to digital and all the great ways you can enjoy that content today. But until 12:30, I'm here to answer your general questions about buying technology. I mean, after all, it's no surprise many of us are so reluctant to step into our local electronics store and buy something because we fear it's going to be out of date before we take it home and out of the box. Or equally as discouraging is the fact that we fear that we bought some new gadget and then you go back to that store a week later and it's half the price. Sound familiar? Well, I'd like to help you with your questions over the next few minutes. If you're in the market for a new gadget or a piece of gear, if you will, a television or a camera, a GPS, a global positioning satellite service unit, a computer, a phone, a cell phone, a video game system, an MP3 player, so you can listen to your favorite music on the go, and so on. Remember, with Tech Talk, there are no dumb questions on the show. I'll tell you about our great prizes today in a moment, but let's open the lines. What products are you thinking of buying today or this week? I'd like to share with you what features to look for when you're shopping for specific products. Or if you've picked up a new tech toy this week and love it or hate it, also give us a call and tell us why. The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010. Outside of the GTA, it's 1-800-561-CFRB. Or *8255. That's a free call on your cellular phone. Again, that's 416-872-1010 in the Toronto area. Outside of the GTA, just punch in 1-800-561-CFRB. Or *8255. That's *TALK on your cell phone. Here's what we're going to do for prizes today. The first person who gets on the air with a question about buying a new gadget and someone who needs some advice on what to look for, they're going to win a copy of InterVideo's Win DVD 8 Platinum. This is the world's number one DVD and video playback software that not only lets you watch movies from the internet or DVDs that you pop into your computer better than other programs, but it also is ideal for home movies to import and play back your home movies, which is our theme the second half of the show, all about preserving your home movies. So this is software called Win DVD 8 Platinum. It's for both standard and high definition movies to watch on your computer, and it is Windows Vista ready. So this is going to go to the first caller. Then after 12:30, the first person who gets on the air with a question or comment for my guest Steve Hartwell to talk about backing up your home movies, the first caller after 12:30 is going to win a prize pack. Two giveaways here. We've got Windows Live OneCare, which is an all-in-one security and performance update for your either Windows XP or Windows Vista computer, including a year's worth of free internet for up to three computers in your home. A year's worth of free antivirus for your internet connected computer. Any computer in your home, up to three of them. Plus, it's got anti-spyware, which, you know, detects and removes anything that's spying on your internet surfing behavior, and a lot more. That's called Windows Live OneCare, and I'm going to double that up with a copy of a DVD called Getting Started with Windows Vista, everything you need to know, everything to get up and running with Windows Vista, from Andy Walker, TV personality. Those are going to go to the first caller after 12:30, and the last caller of the evening is is going to win a copy. Actually, it's not a copy of anything. It's hardware. This is our grand prize. Microsoft's LifeCam NX6000. Boy, that sounds confusing, doesn't it? I promise you it's not. It's a web camera. You connect this to your computer, and it allows you to chat with friends and family around the world for free, even with video or voice or both. It's called the LifeCam NX6000 from Microsoft, and it works with Windows, and you plug it into your computer, and you can use it to chat around the world. It's worth $130. It's going to go to the last caller of the day just before 1 p.m. All right, so welcome to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Before we go to the lines to answer your questions about buying new technology, I'd like to give you some general buying tips. Let's start with digital cameras. There's basically two kinds of cameras out there. There's the smaller point-and-shoot digital cameras that you can keep in your pocket or purse. And then there's the bulkier SLR, or single-lens reflex cameras, that you often see hanging around somebody's neck, right? Well, generally speaking, SLRs, single-lens reflex cameras, offer superior photo quality and more manual options, and things like interchangeable lenses, like the ability to snap on an extra long zoom lens or a wide-angle lens. Now, some general tips when you're looking for a new digital camera is look for image stabilization, because it's a great way to offset the movement of a camera or the movement of a subject. Often, you know, people who use a digital camera complain that the shot looks blurry afterwards. Well, that's maybe because you have a shaky hand or the subject is moving, like a child who won't sit still. So image stabilization is great to look for. Also, be sure if you're looking for a point-and-shoot digital camera that you look for at least 3x zoom, better or better. That's what you'll pretty much fine in a point-and-shoot camera, and even more for an SLR camera. So optical zoom, forget digital zoom, it doesn't really mean anything. Optical zoom is the important one. Look for at least 3x. More is better, especially if you're trying to take a picture of, say, a child on a hockey rink far away and want to capture the emotion in their face. You want something with more zoom, optical zoom. And finally, on megapixels, more is better, but, you know, most people only print 4x6 photos, so even a 6 or 7 megapixel is fine. The only advantage to, say, a 10 or 12 megapixel camera is when you're blowing up the photo into, say, a poster size print, or if you're going to zoom into a photo on the computer, you know, when you zoom in using your computer, and you want to maybe isolate one person's face out of a group of, say, 6 kids, and then crop the photo so that that one child is the only person in the photo. The higher the megapixel the camera is, the easier you can do this without it looking too pixelated. So just a tip for you when you're shopping for a digital camera. The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. But right now the time is 12:18. So let's visit with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. In a few minutes, we'll be chatting about how to back up your old home movies, even if it's on 8 and 16 millimeter tapes, and preserve them in a digital format like DVD in a service called homemovies.ca that can help you. Steve Hartwell will be our guest in a few minutes. But until then, I'm taking your calls about, just sort of a free-for-all, if you will, what to look for when you're shopping for fill-in-the-blank, TV, MP3 player, GPS device, computer, and so on. We have some prizes to give away. The first caller is going to win a copy of WinDVD 8 Platinum. This is software that lets you watch your movies, including home movies, on your computer. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win a 2-pack Windows Live OneCare antivirus and a DVD on getting started with Windows Vista. And the last caller of the day will win the LifeCam NX6000 from Microsoft. This is a tiny web camera. It's about the size of a lipstick, and it snaps on top of your monitor, and it lets you chat with friends and family for free around the world using video. That's worth $130 just for having your questions or comments on the air. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. We've got lots of calls to get to, so I'm going to sort of be brief with my answers for each of you, but I'm hoping to help, but I want to get to as many callers as possible. Doreen is the winner of WinDVD 8 Platinum. Congratulations, Doreen.
Thank you.
All righty. You have a question for me.
I'm concerned about I have a 13-year-old that wants the new iPods with the video, and I'm concerned about concentration. I mean, it's bad enough with the hearing. Now they're going to be staring at this when they're crossing streets.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a bad thing to be.
Well, that's the good thing about music players is that you can still multitask. You can still, you know, listen to music and drive. That's why we have stereo, like we have radio in our car, because we can multitask with our ears and drive and with our, you know. So it's to some parents and grandparents, it's more comforting to only give them a music player. But, you know, I'm convinced that if, you know, if the child's responsible and you talk to them about using it responsibly, that I don't think they're going to be walking across the street staring at the video. It's more of a thing where you use the iPod video as a music player only. But when you're somewhere stationary, you can sit. I don't see too many people walking around staring at the screen, or else you're going to bump into lampposts and people.
Yeah.
But I understand your concern. Right. So when you're in the backseat of a car, on a bus, in your bedroom. Now, if it's a 13-year-old, I wouldn't go ahead and buy the most expensive iPod out there, which would be either the iPod Touch or the full iPod, which has what's called a hard drive inside, like your computer. Instead, the new iPod Nanos are cheaper. They start at $169, and they now play video. This is new. They used to not play video until the new version just came out a couple of weeks ago. So I would go with the iPod Nano 4-gigabyte player. They start at about $169. And just, you know, talk with the 13-year-old about when and how they're using it. But I don't think, like, you know, not giving it to them is going to really be, I don't know. That's my take. I don't know. It's not a parenting show, but that's my take on it. I don't think they're going to walk around and stare at the screen, because, you know, that's going to be painful. Maureen from Woodstock, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Maureen.
Been listening to you for about 10 years.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. Thrilled that you called in.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Anyway, what I'm asking about is the internet TV. I don't know if much about it. You probably know everything there is to know about it. But what we're trying to find out is if we can get the internet TV and watch it on our big screen.
Well, there's a few solutions out there, Maureen. I don't know if there's a product called internet TV, but there are many different ways now. And we are starting to see this convergence between the internet that we typically would, you know, access on a computer and
right.
television. So there are a few ways to do it. HP has a product called the MediaSmart that combines the internet and TV in one. You do need a wireless network in your home to take advantage of it. There's Apple TV, speaking of the iPod, which is a box that you connect to your television that also lets you have internet access should you already have it in your home. There are DVD players with wireless connectivity that communicate with your computer. You know, we're not quite there yet, is my short answer. There's not, you know, there's what we call a lean-in experience and a lean-back experience. The lean-in experience is there are things like email and surfing the internet, and then there's the lean-back experience where you want to watch a movie or a television show on a big screen. And the two will come together, but right now it's a little bit cost prohibitive. So I would say the only great thing about these wireless devices you can connect to your TV is the ability to access media on your computer. So like music and photos and videos, not so much through the internet, but that's coming. And that's a great question. And, you know, thanks for your call, Maureen, and kind words as well. We have time to chat with Hemimp. Hey,
yeah.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I want to know which is the best GPS system out there.
All right. So for those who have heard the word GPS but aren't exactly sure what it is, these are devices that we often keep in the car that help you navigate from point A to point B. They can give you turn-by-turn instructions, both audio, so you can hear it, and by showing a map on the screen, which I encourage you to only to glance at quickly or look at when you're at a red light. Last week, we had a gentleman on to talk about what to look for in a GPS device. So Hemant, as you probably know, prices for GPS units can range from $200 all the way up to $1,000. Some of the big features that people like are text-to-speech translation. So instead of saying just turn left in 30 meters, it actually says the name of the street. Another feature people like are these GPS units with a built-in rechargeable battery. So you can actually, so it's not mounted in your car. You can actually take it from one car and bring it to another car, or even carry it with you on foot or on a bus or train. That's another feature people like. A third one is multimedia playback. So not only will it help you navigate around the city, but it can also play audiobooks for you and music and show photos and even videos. And the last thing is Bluetooth. A lot of people like this. So if you have a Bluetooth headset that you wear over your ear, you can hear the turn-by-turn instructions in your ear. And if you're looking for a restaurant or a gas station, you just tap the GPS unit and it calls it on a GPS phone for you nearby. So there's a couple of features to look for. But the best GPS system is a hard one to answer because most expensive doesn't necessarily mean the best one. Hey, the time is 12:28. We got to take another short break. When we return, we're going to go back to traffic and, of course, begin our chat with Steve Hartwell at homemovies.ca on backing up your memories. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer. Be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Visit Microsoft.ca to learn more about Windows Vista and how it'll change the way you use your computer forever. Honestly. So we are chatting about first half of the show. It was sort of a free-for-all. We talked about I was giving some general advice about what to look for when you're shopping for an MP3 player, a GPS navigation unit, a digital camera. And now we're going to switch gears and chat with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
You're a returning guest. You were on a couple years ago, I believe.
Yes, yeah. I was.
Yeah, so thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
It's a Toronto-based company that I know you're going to share with our listeners in a moment what it is exactly. But I want to remind the folks out there that we still have a couple prizes to give away. Mm-hmm. First person who gets on the air now with a question for Steve about preserving your old home movies, be it on 8 or 16 millimeter tape, even 35 millimeter slides, camcorders, you know, Betamax, whatever. Anybody who has a question about that is likely going to win a prize because we have two to give away. The first person who gets on the air now is going to win Windows Live OneCare, which is antivirus security for your up to three computers in your home. And as well, I'm going to bundle that with Getting Started with Windows Vista. It's an instructional DVD by the affable Andy Walker. He's a TV personality on Tech TV. And the last caller of the day on Tech Talk, rather, is going to win Microsoft's LifeCam NX6000, a $130 web camera that lets you chat with friends and family around the world for free using video. And speaking of video, my guest is Steve Hartwell. Again, welcome back to the show. I would love to open the lines for our callers, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *825 on your cell phone. Steve, tell us, what is homemovies.ca?
I help save people's memories, which are, as I've found, I've done quite a few things over my 57 years, and I found that old memories are probably the most powerful emotion that everybody has.
Especially video. I mean, photos are wonderful.
Yeah.
As they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but video is worth 1,000,000 words. You know, when you see the old family, even before, a lot of us have videos, Steve, of relatives that had even passed away before we were born. And it's wonderful to see that, where you came from. So why preserve these, like, why back them up onto DVD? So tell us about some of the old equipment that people recorded these movies on over the past, say, 60, 70 years, and what your service does exactly.
Well, the oldest movies I've personally transferred were shot in the 1920s by a member of the Massey family, Denton Massey. And they go back a long, long way. In fact, the first moving pictures were shown in Toronto at Yonge and Adelaide in 1896.
Wow.
So that's a long time ago. And they document what life was like over the entire 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people that I do transfers for their home movies are, 40, 50, maybe 60 years old.
So we're talking what legacy cameras are we talking about here for those who could afford a home movie recorder?
Oh, usually the usual ones. Kodak was the most mm-hmm. most popular. There were others as
What's that? Is that high eight or is that 8 millimeter?
It was 8 millimeter
okay.
film.
So regardless of how you have that memory on a tape, mm-hmm. so a Betamax, a regular camcorder like mini DV, 8 or 16 millimeter film or high eight, you can take that and you mm-hmm. put it onto a DVD for them,
mm-hmm.
so they can. Is it just so they can watch it easily?
Yeah. A lot of the people that had the old films were around my age, they're baby boomers and that, and their parents were the ones that shot these films.
Mm-hmm.
And so those films have them when they were 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 10 years old or while they were growing up. And put them onto the DVDs. And now that generation then shares them with their kids
right.
and their great grandkids.
Exactly. And so there's sort of a twofold sort of theory here. One is that you're you're putting it in a format that can be easily viewed today on a computer or on a television.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that you're actually, by bringing them from analog to digital, you're actually preserving them, because once they're in digital, they will not degrade over time anymore.
Yeah.
So sort of a two reasons why we should back things up. So let's go right to the lines. We've got Joseph, who's been waiting the longest, from North York. Joseph, you're on News Talk 10. I understand you've got, not only, by the way, you've won our prize pack, so congratulations. But
thank you very much, Mark, and welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
And I understand you've got some 8mm movies you wanted to ask about, and even
actually,
slides.
Yeah, that's part and parcel of what my question is. I've got thousands of slides, and I have super 8mm film, and as well as old photographs from my family heirloom. And a friend of mine mentioned Steve's name, and aside from my question, I also want to ask Steve if he can give out his website afterwards. But my question primarily is, for a person who comes from the dinosaur age of film, making the transition into computers, is there a primer? Is there something out there, something that is user-friendly, something that I can follow along and get a good grasp on how to transfer one medium to the other?
There are some websites that do tell you how to do it. I don't know the URLs offhand, but I could probably supply them to you if you want to send me an email.
Yeah, if you want to email me, Joseph, techtalk@cfrb.com,
no,
I'll pass on Steve's advice. But
there any good software out there, like any good DVD transfers from video to DVDs that you recommend? Any name brands or price ranges that we're looking at?
Sure. There's, if you buy pretty much any computer, laptops or Macintoshes, they all come with video input capabilities already. Myself, of course, I'm doing it for others, and I've spent quite a lot of money on getting a far more professional system to do this. A lot of people that are in the video business are using Macs, but I'm using Windows. I use Windows XP Pro, and I use Adobe Premiere. And I'm also using the Matrox RTX capture card, which is gives me a fantastic ability to capture either in AVI so that I can do editing, or I can actually capture directly into MPEG-2 and burn it directly onto the DVD.
So thank you, Joseph. I just put you on hold. The website address, Steve, for your company is homemovies.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a service
that
will back up your tapes for you. Is there a phone number before we go to our first break? Is there a phone number you want to plug?
416-447-5728.
Okay. After this short break, we're going to talk with Steve about how long the process takes, how much it costs, and we also failed to acknowledge Joseph's question about slides, but you also do slides as well.
Yes, they
35 millimeter slides. Okay, great. We're going to take another short break. When we return, we're going to get back to the callers and, of course, give away that webcam as well. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. It's 12:40. Stay tuned. Do you or your family have old memories preserved on 8mm and 16mm film? Or how about Betamax or 35mm slides? Well, my guest, Steve Hartwell, has a company called homemovies.ca that can take those old, precious, irreplaceable memories and put them onto a DVD so you and future generations can enjoy them. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.
Homemovies.ca is the website. It's a Toronto-based business. You can also call Steve at 416-447-5728. We're talking about how to take those old memories and put them on into a new format, like DVDs, so anybody can enjoy them. Rather than doing it yourself, which could be costly, the quality might not be up to par. Steve, why don't you tell us a bit about the process, how it works, how much does it cost, and how long does it take? If, let's say there's a listener out there that's got a box full of, I don't know, high 8 tapes, and they want to transfer them. How do they get it? You know, once they get in touch with you, how does it work?
Well, just to mention it quickly, there are some people who are quite up in age, like 80s or 90s, that I have called me and wanted to get their stuff done. So, and they can't get out and about. So in those cases, I make an exception, and I might drop by to their place to pick their things up. Otherwise, people can drop them, you know, call me, arrange ahead to drop them off at my place, and we'll have a nice long chat about what they want to do.
Whereabouts in the city are you?
West Scarborough.
Okay.
Yeah. And the stuff that they bring me is all on these silent movie films, and I'll do a straight transfer for them onto DVD if that's what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's silent, and what we find these days is that most people expect to have some kind of sound when they're watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll add background music, etc., for whatever seems to be appropriate.
Let's say, though, that they want, there's already some sound on there, and they just want you to transfer it over to a DVD and maybe create a menu so you can jump to the part of the home movie that you want right from when you pop in the disc. How long does that take roughly, and how much roughly before we go to our next caller?
If there's nobody ahead of them, I could definitely get it back to them within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
The cost, you have to know how long a film is. Usually they're in little yellow boxes. Or they've been spliced together. Little yellow boxes are about $6 a box. And when they've been spliced, which is 12 cents a foot, or if they've been spliced together, I do them at 10 cents per foot.
Well, let's say it's an hour. Let's just, for the sake of argument here, let's say it's an hour of video. Roughly, how much roughly are we talking? I know there's exceptions.
The films, the short ones that are 50 feet long in the little yellow boxes, they're about 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you divide an hour by 3 minutes and you'll get your price for an hour for just for a straight transfer without any music or titles.
Okay. Let's go to Mel in Richmond Hill. Hi, Mel. You're on News Talk 1010.
Oh, hi. Yeah, you've answered a few of my questions already.
Hi, Mel.
I've got a box of VHS discs of my kids when they're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only maybe about a three-hour VHS tape. There might be mm-hmm. like 10 minutes that I want to save.
Yeah.
You know, is there a way of going through them ahead of time, or do you have to edit them afterwards?
You know, with VHS tapes, of course, it's a little bit different because when people are doing film, it was a lot more difficult to do it, so they had a lot less. With VHS, everybody's got quite a few. They got hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more difficult to try and edit it for them.
So it's better if the customer knows ahead of time
exactly
and queues it up
yeah,
for you
if
or
they
something.
Want something out of it.
Right, because that's obviously going to be taxing on your time if they want to sit with you and say, oh, I don't want this, I want this. You don't have really time for that.
No.
Okay, so it's better that they queue it up and say, I want this
mm-hmm.
and that. Okay, let's go to, quickly, we can go to Mia before we go to the next break. Hi, Mia, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The gentleman just before me asked a similar question, but I have probably over 60 VHS tapes, and I imagine they're 2 hours each.
Yeah.
And while most of it is not wonderful quality or something I'm going to want, if I had it all transferred onto a DVD or DVDs, you mentioned earlier about providing menus, so mm-hmm. I would be able to skip ahead to things that I want to see, or how does that work?
That's true. With VHS tapes, if you're just doing a straight transfer without doing a more in-depth analysis of what you want to be able to jump to on the menu, I usually do it for about $20 per tape. And but if you have a lot of tapes, you might be able to work out a little mm-hmm. bit better price.
Well, that's
than
fair.
That.
Okay, the website again is homemovies.ca. My guest is Steve Hartwell. We'll be right back to get back to the callers. And of course, the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win Microsoft's latest webcam, the NX 6000. So you want to stay tuned for that. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Mike.
We're taking calls about your service, which you take old home movies, be it on 8 or 16 millimeter film, high 8, Betamax, you name it, you transfer it.
Yep.
You give the customer a DVD
yep.
that they can watch. And not only is it a straight dub, but you can actually have a menu system. So similar to like a Hollywood movie, you can jump right to the chapter points that you want.
Exactly.
Okay.
People can come to me and ask me, you know, say, okay, I'd like to have this all menued out
right.
that way and I can
yeah,
arrange it.
With
way.
My wedding video with my wife, Kelly, we have sort of the key sort of milestones throughout the evening, you know,
exactly.
like the first dance, the speeches, the,
yeah.
you know, that kind of thing. So if you want to ask Steve a question, he's here for a few more minutes, 872-1010. 561-CFRB, that's 800-561-CFRB or star 8255, giving away a web camera to the last caller. Now, Steve, you wanted to just finish a thought with the previous caller about creating these chapter points.
Actually, we just answered that.
Okay.
If they come to me and they say, oh, yes, I have specific spots where I'd like to have a menu selection, then I can
okay.
set that up for them.
Okay, great. Let's go to Suzanne on the line from Highway 400. Hey, Suzanne, thanks for calling today.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My question is, I have boxes and boxes of reel to, like reel movies, like on a big huge reel. My parents' wedding, 1947, all our family stuff growing up.
Yeah.
If you make it into the CD, do we also get to keep the originals?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get all the old films back to you.
So you can do those old reel to reels. Is there a name for that, by the way?
Oh, you're both talking about slightly different things. She's talking about films, but she said reels, which they actually are called. But you're thinking of reel-to-reel audio tapes.
Oh, okay, reel-to-reel. That's right. I meant the old, like when I was in grade school watching, you know, the health videos in black and white. You know, that's what I was thinking of. So then you give back the originals as well. Now, do you do a straight dub, Steve, or do you clean up the quality if you can?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Clean it up, try to improve the color, all that type of stuff.
Now, you were telling me, before we go to the next caller, quickly, if you can tell me you had a nice anecdote about a couple in Toronto.
Well, I've been doing this for 5 years, and the people that I get to meet are just fabulous. I love meeting them. They tell me their family stories and what they did for their lives. And the people that I did home movies for during the summer were Harry and Mary Taylor. And they're typical, you know. They're just the most wonderful people you want to meet. It just gives me a great feeling of satisfaction that I can help them save their memories and then be able to share them with their great grandkids.
I know this is radio, but Steve is beaming here. It's great to see someone who loves what they do. And, you know, I've had you on a couple, years ago, and you seem just as excited about your job as you were back then. And good for you, because it's a wonderful feeling to help preserve these memories and share it with future generations as well. Let's talk to Maureen in Etobicoke.
Yes, hi
there.
Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. I've got a whole lot of 8mm and Super 8 films from the past.
Yes.
And I do have a computer and a software that once it's in the computer, I can edit and put it onto a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to know is, where could I get a transfer unit? Because my old projector doesn't work anymore.
Yes, I try to tell as many people as possible, don't try to run your old films in your old projector.
You can damage it.
Uh-huh.
Very good possibility that you could destroy your film by doing that.
Uh-huh.
And in Canada, it's very, very difficult to get hold of a machine in order to do it yourself. It is possible.
Uh-huh.
I really wouldn't recommend trying to get one over eBay. I actually bought two machines over eBay, and neither one of them worked. So it's very caveat emptor.
Well, that's great advice. So, Maureen, you might want to contact Steve. The phone number again is 416-447-5728. And the website address is homemovies.ca. A little footnote, however, if you've got old VHS tapes that you want to just make a straight dub to DVD, it is actually quite a simple process. You just need a video card that has video input, or what's called a video capture card. Dazzle is a brand name you may want to look for. And I've written articles on how to back up old videotapes on VHS, I'm talking about, onto DVD. I can email that article if anybody's interested, techtalk@cfrb.com. But for a professional job, and you couldn't deal with a nicer guy, Steve Hartwell. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All righty. And speaking of Steve was on your show, Christina. Christina Chernesky's in the studio.
Yeah, it was
a few years ago.
Yeah, it was about five years ago at the International Home Show at the International Center. Yes.
How are you?
What'd you do to your arm?
I broke it.
No kidding.
I decided to jump off a ladder and see whether or not I'd break anything.
I thought you got frustrated with one of your clients' videos you had to transfer. But no, that wasn't the case, right?
No.
Okay, thank goodness for that. Nice to see you again. It was a good show.
Very good to see you.
We've got a good show coming up as well. Professional organizer Brenda Borenstein is standing by. She's going to whip things into shape. I always feel afraid, Mark, to leave her in the producer's office because it's such a mess in there.
Oh, they're used to it.
She leaves her business cards on the table.
Oh,
there.
And Maureen, by the way, I'm sorry to cut you off, Christina. We forgot to give her the web camera. Hopefully you still got her contact info, Dwayne. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We'll also talk about smoking in cars. Ontario doctors have spoken up following Schwarzenegger's move in California, and registered dietitians will be coming in. We'll be talking about nutrition for people with diabetes.
Wow. A packed show as always. Thank you, Christina. That's coming up next. Christina Chernesky here on News Talk 1010. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer. Thanks to Dwayne and Dan. Great job, guys. Stay tuned for Christina coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.